And this week, NPR launches our series Climate Connections with National Geographic. We're taking a look at how climate changes people and how people change the climate. This morning, how the climate is changing one business, clothing maker Patagonia. It's adapting to climate change, even as it does its part to eliminate greenhouse gases. NPR's Scott Horsley reports from Southern California.
Patagonia sells a lot of fleece parkas and long underwear, so a prolonged warming trend could be bad for business. Patagonia's been working to reduce its own greenhouse gases, lighting its headquarters primarily with wind energy. Employees park their cars here under an array of solar panels.
We are an environmental company that's thinly disguised as an outdoor apparel manufacturer.
Marketing Vice President Rob Bondurant sits in a showroom in Ventura, California, next to the former slaughterhouse that's now a Patagonia retail store. A shed next door houses cages full of mice to feed a rescued group of great horned owls.
On occasion, we'll be here giving a line presentation. It'll be business as usual, and we'll hear shrieks and yells, and it's simply because one of the mice has come right in here and run across one of our customers' feet.
That tickling underfoot is just one of the signs that Patagonia is not your ordinary clothing company. Its boardroom is used to store employees' surfboards. The cafeteria dishes up organic pasta. The on-site child care is subsidized, and so are the midday yoga lessons.
On your exhale, bend your elbows, lower yourself down to the floor. Inhale up to sphinx.
For all its hippie atmosphere, though, the 35-year-old Patagonia company is profitable. Last year, it sold $270 million worth of gear to mountain climbers, skiers, and other outdoor enthusiasts, even while urging customers to do more with less. Patagonia acknowledges that its business activity creates pollution, but says it's always working to minimize that. Vice President of Product Design Damian Wong says the privately owned company simply uses a more inclusive form of accounting, weighing environmental costs that too many other companies leave out.
The situation that we're in right now with global warming is a perfect example where we're obviously seeing that that method of accounting, frankly, is inaccurate. We have a tremendous cost looming in front of us that we hadn't taken into consideration. Patagonia's always had the mission of being a 100 or 1,000 year company, and we've always taken the approach that there's no profits to be made on a dead planet.
Wong says making the right environmental trade-offs isn't always easy. Patagonia was intrigued, for example, with a fabric made from corn, but opted not to use it because the corn was genetically modified. The company asks customers to return their used underwear for recycling, but warns them not to make a special trip to the store, or the hope for energy savings will be lost.
Unfortunately, there's no red light that comes on when you're going down the wrong path, or a green light to tell you when you're choosing something that's environmentally savvy.
Luckily for Patagonia, its well-heeled outdoorsy customers may be more willing than most to pay for good environmental karma. But other companies are also catching on. Market researchers at the NPD Group say shoppers interested in eco-friendly apparel have more than tripled in the last 6 years. Retail giant Walmart has been consulting with Patagonia on steps like reduced packaging. Even as Patagonia tries to prevent global warming, though, the company is also hedging its bets. CEO Casey Sheehan notes Patagonia is stretching its product line from snow-capped mountain peaks to white-capped waves.
We see a future in which there are bigger storms and more rainfall, less snowfall, and maybe bigger waves.
160 miles south of its headquarters in Cardiff, California, Patagonia has opened its first surf store, selling epoxy surfboards and wool-lined wetsuits that are 80% petroleum-free. I asked Sheehan if this new marketing push means his company is fatalistic about global warming.
I think we're realistic. We're certainly trying to do everything we can to forestall some inevitable conclusions about the future of the planet. But while we're here, we're enjoying ourselves, we're enjoying the sports, and we're doing what we can to produce product that is the least harmful as we can make it.
That's not such a stretch for a company that was born at the intersection of hard work and even harder play. On a recent Friday, the boss sent a company-wide email alert saying the surfing conditions were ideal. Hot and glassy, and urging Patagonia's workers to go enjoy. Scott Horsley, NPR News.